Okay, we thought we'd put some more information out about the way in which, in our view, NASA is trying to buy its way to power with these so-called across-the-board tax cuts, in terms of how they're actually going to be paid for, or precisely not going to be paid for. That is the key point that we're seeking to make today. These tax cuts, in our view, are just crazy. Now, I want to take you through the numbers. What did the pre-election fiscal update tell us was available to spend this year and over the next 3 years? In other words, the operating balance added up over these three and something years. Over these 4 years, the numbers are $7.3 billion this year, the number that people like to quote, $6.3 next year, $4.2 the following year, $5.5 the final year of the four-year forecast period, making a total of $23.366 billion. Sounds an awful lot of money. The public, thanks to various efforts by the National Party, has this impression that this is all stacked up in roughly $1,000 notes somewhere in the cupboards around this wall, and all that Mr. Key needs to do is to get hold of this office, take the money out of the cupboard, and this will magically pay for the tax cuts with no stress or strain anywhere else. Let's move on and see what actually is the case. Where is this money actually committed? Because all of that $23.366 billion is committed right now, and more is required. First of all, let's come up to the first element. Over the next 4 years, $13 billion roughly, that $23 billion, is committed to the New Zealand Superannuation Fund transfers. Because, of course, all capital spending has to come out of that operating surplus. That is the point which people still seem to have some difficulty grasping. The operating surplus is on operating expenditure, does not include capital expenditure. Of that $23 billion, over half, $13 billion, goes straight into the super fund over the next nearly 4 years. Mr. Key has said that he is committed to that money going into the superannuation fund. Dr. Brash, of course, famously in 1998 said that it's all right to lie if it's in a good right-wing cause in advance, so one can take his words on this with perhaps a larger grain of salt, but I believe Mr. Key in that respect, and he does believe that this money should be committed to the super fund over that 4 years. 13 out of the 23. Secondly, loans, student loans, etc., not only student loans, account for another $3.28 billion. Thirdly, investment in hospitals, Crown entities, SOEs, etc., comes to $4.027 billion. And fourthly, investment in other assets such as schools and roads, etc., comes to $7.1 billion. So these four items then are the main items of government capital spending over the next just under 4 years. What does that come to in terms of what's left? All right, remember the operating balance figures? And along the top there, the 7.3, 6.3, 4.2, 5.5, the total $23.3 billion. Investments already committed, capital spending over that period, are as follows. 6.7 odd, 7.1, 2.6, and 1.3. That can't be right. That's a mistake in the graph, my friends, whoever did it. Giving a balance of... that 1.3 should be 4.15, roughly. 548 net positive this year. This year we do have a cash surplus. Year 2 is 747 negative. Year 3 is 2.6 negative. Year 4 is 1.3 negative, making a total over 4 years of borrowing of $4.16 billion to fund our capital spending as at the pre-election fiscal update. Mind you, that figure should be roughly minus $4.15 billion
at that point.
And the other one's wrong as well. That should be $6.83 billion. How did we manage to do that? I only just got back in the last few minutes. All right. We will move on then to the total extra cost, sorry. The conclusion is there is no uncommitted surplus in this period. There are no $1,000 notes sitting around in this office for Mr. Key to come in and pick up and give out to everybody by way of tax cuts. Not even single members of the press gallery. The extra cost of National's tax cuts over Labour's spend. The cost of national tax cuts, so this is not the number that Mr. Key published, because we're being absolutely consistent and fair to Mr. Key. What is taken off here is the additional cost of Labour's enhancement of working for families, plus the $10 a week in 2007. So this is the net difference in terms of the cost of national tax cuts: 550, 1.9, 2.8, 3.4, total of $8.65 billion. Then here's our family tax relief. Remember, they took certain bits out, which they're already doing. 95, 384, 794, 494. So these are our extra bits. That's taking off the bits which are common to both of us. In other words, already included in the baseline numbers. Remember, they use a figure of roughly $500 million a year already in baselines. So the total net extra cost of national tax cuts, 455, 1.5, 2.3, $2.9 billion, or a total of $7.2 billion over that period. That is the additional cost of national tax cuts. That does not include some of their tax rebates, which they have argued they will pay for out of savings elsewhere in spending. Does not include things like the tax rebate on student loans, for example, or some other elements within their tax rebate package. Now, where will the $7.2 billion have to come from? And again, I emphasise, it's not stashed around this room somewhere. There are only two places: additional borrowing or cuts to forecast expenditure. As I try to say, government spending is just like household spending. If you're going to cut your income, you've either got to borrow more or spend less. There's no magical things in government which makes life any different from a household budget in that regard. Additional borrowing, they've already signalled additional borrowing of zero in this year, a billion, 1.2, 1.3, a total of $3.5 billion. Leaving still to find $3.7 billion in cuts in forecast expenditure over that period. What are the spending cuts I've already identified which have been costed, as opposed to a vague sort of waffle about waste somewhere or another? What they've identified is this year nothing, $100 million next year, $348, $503. What that consists of course, is the primarily the Kiwi Saver scheme. That's the largest single element in terms of what they've identified for spending cuts. So far, we're not able to cost this spending cut on doctor's visits and pharmaceuticals, because they haven't specified the income threshold for those particular cuts. What they've still got to find, therefore, are those numbers along the bottom, another $2.75 billion in cuts. And that means the total cuts needed in terms of what they've already identified plus what's left is the $3.7 billion. And of course, one of the key elements in this is the assistance for young couples to save for the deposit on their first home. That's the main thing they've identified so far for a spending cut. The other element, of course, is the student loan element. So the extra costs of national tax cuts are $7.2 billion. Extra borrowing, they say themselves, is $3.5. The cut to health education or somewhere else is $3.7. Mr. Key is now saying that it won't be anything like $3.5 billion, even though that's the number he's used himself on a number of occasions. Well, if this number is lower, that number's got to be higher. If there's not going to be that much extra borrowing by National, then the cuts have to be that much deeper in terms of the spending side of the equation. If, of course, the extra borrowing is at this level, that will place pressure on interest rates, that will place further pressure on the exchange rate going forward. That's bad for business, it's bad for homeowners, it's bad for the country as a whole. If it's going to be concentrated more in terms of cuts to health and education, then the people who are going to suffer the most from that are going to be low to middle income families who will find themselves paying a great deal more in terms of their visits to the doctor, possible hospital part charges, because Dr. Brass has refused to rule that out in a recent question, and in a whole range of costs which will fall back upon families which at present are provided through the state. Or we will simply see, of course, a reduction in services over time, year by year, as hospital boards are underfunded, Therefore, they've been able to maintain the current level of services and provide for new operations and new pharmaceuticals, us through Pharmac, the pharmaceuticals. And that will mean over time that you'll see the hospitals seeing longer waiting lists, unable to do so much in the way of elective surgery, and so on, and so on, and so on. And of course, what we also expect to see in education is a much more rapid rise in the level of fees, much less generous approach towards student allowances over time, and that will therefore lead to increasing costs, particularly for middle-income families, as they have to provide more support for the younger members of their family going to polytechnic, university, and so on. So the challenge for National, and there will be a number of challenges coming up, the challenge today for National is to explain where this $7.2 billion is going to come from, why they believe it's legitimate for them to try and buy their way into office with this promise of $7.2 billion of tax cuts across the board, and where the balance of benefits versus costs will lie in terms of members of the community, who will actually be better off and who will actually be worse off at the end of the day as a consequence of this kind of profligate approach. And this, I might say, in my view, is the most profligate approach to trying to buy an election since the days of Sir Robert Muldoon. I don't think we've seen anything like this for such a long period of time within New Zealand. And in particular, what National completely fails to explain is why they believe that we should get back on a track of increasing debt as a proportion of national income when the last 20 years has been spent actually trying to move in the opposite direction. It is not because they're spending more on roads, they are spending less on roads than Labour has now committed itself to doing. Because the amount of money they've committed out of the Crown account at $600 million is $630 million less than we have committed already out of the Crown account over the coming period of time. Okay.